Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One is this movement toward fair trade shopping. There's an organization called the Chicago Fair Trade, and a board member, Abby Alley, is on the phone line now. She joins us. Abby, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell me, what is Chicago Fair Trade?
Sure. So Chicago Fair Trade is actually the largest fair trade coalition in the country. And basically, there's a group of us, both business members who have fair trade businesses, but then also just individuals who really want to increase support for economic and environmental justice through consumer education, advocacy, and promotion of, you know, the local fair trade businesses we have here.
And what is it that makes a product a fair trade product?
It's a great question. So I think, you know, when it was first, that term was first established, it was really meant to talk about products that were made in the global South, because there was such marginalization happening with makers and artisans in that part of the world. But I think with Chicago Fair Trade, we also include our sort of local social enterprises and businesses and organizations that are looking to basically treat their employees fairly, pay them fairly, and promote ethical and sustainable work practices.
So it's not necessarily, or maybe it is, helping a disadvantaged community get a leg up?
Yes, it definitely is. I just didn't want to exclude certain organizations here in the U.S., but yes, it definitely is absolutely meant to really hone in on taking care of each other. And certainly those in marginalized communities are people that we want to make sure we're coming alongside.
So, Abby, how is it, if you're a consumer, if I'm the consumer, that I can be confident that something that's being marketed to me as fair trade truly is fair trade?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So there are some businesses that go so far to become fair trade certified, and you can kind of see that on their website or oftentimes on the label. You've probably seen it on coffee or things like that at the grocery store. But a lot of smaller businesses like my own, it's a very labor-intensive process. And so a lot of us just follow the fair trade principles. And there's about 10 fair trade principles, and oftentimes brands like mine and a lot of the brands that are under the Chicago Fair Trade Organization will have an About Us page on their website, and you can take a look there to see what types of values that they have. And most often, if someone is utilizing fair trade practices, they're going to share it because it's something that's very central to their business.
All right. So they're not going to try it. They're going to be very upfront about what it is that they're doing. And, well, Abby, tell me about your jewelry business and how you verify that the products are fair trade.
Sure. So I design jewelry and handbags, and I work with artisans in Kenya and Tanzania who make them. And the way that I kind of guarantee the transparency behind what I'm doing is I work with my artisan partners directly. I have been there multiple times. I speak with them multiple times a week, video chatting, talking back and forth. And we have a very close partnership with very shared values. The reason why I partner with the people I do is because of their own missions for their own communities. They're seeking to provide jobs for their community members and sometimes even family members that pay a living wage and that offer a safe and dignified working environment.
It's always nice if you can get a nice piece of jewelry and help someone who needs it too. How do people find out more about Abby Alley?
Sure. My website is just abbyalley.com. You can follow us on Instagram, abbyalley_thebrand. You can also check out chicagofairtrade.org and see all the different fair trade companies right here in the city. We've got about 50 business members.
Abby, it was great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Okay, fair trade there. When's the last time you shopped on Damon Avenue in Wicker Park, or maybe along the Southport Corridor, north of Irving Park? One other. Oh, Armitage, east of, make that west of, say, Halstead. Ali Maradi has been writing about those areas for Crane Chicago Business. She'll talk about how those boutique corridors have fared during the pandemic. First, here's Mary.